This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 598. Don't practice these writing task two questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In this episode, you'll learn how to be critical of badly written IELTS Task 2 questions that you would never see on the exam. Watch out for these questions. Hey, Lindsay, what's shaking?
Oh, not a whole lot, Jessica. Let's see. I'm going to a podcasting conference next week, so I'm really excited about that. And then we're having our Urban Adventure in New York City next weekend for our listeners over at All Ears English. Very excited for that, too.
Oh, my gosh. The summer is amazing. I think both of us have done like way more traveling this summer than in the past. I know I have, at least.
Yeah,
like, a lot more traveling.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's just something about being outdoors, getting the fresh air, and just living your life in the summertime. I love it. Maximizing the time, because here in Boston, you know, 9 months out of the year, we're cooped up inside. So,
you know, I was thinking about that last night, too, because I went for a walk with my best friend who lives a block away. Uh-huh. And when I got home, it was still kind of light outside. It certainly wasn't, it didn't look like nighttime yet or anything. And I looked at the clock and it was already 8:30. And I was like, whoa, this, like, in the winter, like, in the summer, guys, you could be outside, you could be doing stuff and active for so many hours.
Yeah, well, that's in our country. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many other countries in the world have daylight savings. I feel like a lot of places just get, it doesn't change, right? Depending on the summer and the winter. Am I mistaken? I don't know.
No, you're right. Some countries have it, some countries don't. And then I learned that, like, Turkey, I think it was Turkey, they used to have it, but then they don't have it now, but they're gonna to have it again. So, like, scheduling the personal coach classes, we have to be, I have to be really careful.
Oh, yeah.
With all the time zones and everything. That's true. But we make it happen.
You make it work.
Okay. What are we talking about today, Lindsay?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know what we're talking about. Oh, yeah, we're talking about...
We're so distracted by summer.
We're talking about how to understand, when you guys come across essays, how to understand if they're legitimate IELTS practice essays or if they're not, because not everything we find out there is going to be legitimate.
Yeah, guys, there are so many websites out there that purport to have sample IELTS task two questions, task one questions, speaking questions. Today, we're going to talk about writing task two specifically, because there are so many questions out there that you shouldn't practice with because they're not valid. You wouldn't actually see them on the test. So we're going to present two of these, which you guys may have come across when you're, you know, searching for resources. We're going to talk about two of these questions and why they wouldn't be good to study with today, right? Because our questions have to be valid. So the essays are actually what we could do on IELTS, right? Mm. Lindsay, do you want to read the first one from our student?
Yeah. Okay. Here's the first question. How realistic is the expectation of job satisfaction for all careers? How realistic is job satisfaction for all workers? How can people be satisfied in their work? Give your opinion on this and discuss the solutions. Wow, a lot of questions in that question.
Hot dang, right? That is crazy. There is no way you could write a 4-paragraph essay about that. Mm. So, like, she wants to use our strategies, of course. She wants to have 2 body paragraphs. And she's like, but there are more than 2 questions. So should I have 3 paragraphs? I guess if you're going to answer this question, you should have 3 paragraphs because there are 3 questions. But that's not the point. This would not be seen on IELTS. Because it's not just about the 3 questions. It also says, give your opinion and then solutions. Like, solutions to what? The question doesn't even make perfect logical sense, really.
Yeah.
So it's not a good practice question, you guys. When you are looking for practice questions, there can be two topics, right? Like maybe two opinions or one opinion about two different things, right? Like connecting education and technology, right? Like bringing in those two topics. But that's it. There's not going to be more than two main ideas or main topics you have to focus on in an essay. And there won't be more than two questions. Usually just one question at the end. How far do you agree or disagree? What is your opinion on this, right? Sometimes there's two questions. What is your opinion? Suggest some ways to solve the problem. And we've talked about mixed essay questions before. And if there are two points like that that you have to address, then you divide that one paragraph about the first point, second paragraph about the other point, right? Oh. So it's just like, it's crazy. And that's what I said in my response to her, like, you wouldn't see this on the test. It's nuts. It asks you for too much. So yeah, so definitely you have to know what the question looks like, guys, to evaluate the materials you're looking at.
Yeah. This is good. It's important to have this like refined eye in terms of when we're practicing. What are we wasting our time on bad questions? Right? We don't want to do that.
Hello, lovely listeners. If you want the course that is the most up to date, that says exactly what IELTS needs you to do today to get that 7 or higher, check out the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Exactly. Right. And this happened recently as well. A student, a personal coach student, he wrote an essay about this question. I'll read it for you guys. It says, present a written argument or case to an educated reader with no specialist knowledge of the following topic. The idea of having a single career is becoming an old-fashioned one. The new fashion will be to have several careers or ways of earning money, and further education will be something that continues throughout life. Now, does that sound weird to you at all, Lindsay?
Seems a little bit weird. Yeah.
Yeah. That beginning part is super weird. That is super old, you guys. I don't know how old, but I'm going to say like 7 or 8 years ago, IELTS used to write their task 2 questions like that. So if you see it begin with present a written argument or case to an educated reader, blah, blah, blah. That is super old, you guys. Oh. Don't even use it. Because what follows, like an opinion or whatever, it may be something you'll see today or it may not. The fact is you don't know. That question is too old and you're not going to see something with that structure on the test today.
Yeah, so the danger of using old, outdated textbooks, right? All textbooks are not created equal, right? It's just published and then it's out there in the bookstore. Whereas in our system, in our course, we're able to update the questions that are in there. We just did a big update inside our course, by the way, right? Where we updated some of our advice, our strategies for what's going on now in the IELTS world.
And the biggest updates were really in the writing module, you guys. So if you're in 3 Keys now, definitely review, okay? This is the most updated information possible. It is the most current information out there in any IELTS course. I can guarantee, because no other courses can do what we do. No other course is as dynamic as ours or as honest as ours, saying like, nope, well, this used to be right, but now you have to do this. I think a lot of material creators or content creators would just like put something out there and just say, just okay, like that's what it is. Don't ask me questions about it. Just trust what I say.
Absolutely. It's so important to be up to date, to make sure that wherever you're getting your advice is really tuned in to what's going on today, not in 2010, not in 2002.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And you can see this clearly in especially writing task 1 questions when they talk about future predictions and then the year is like 2015 and that's supposed to be the future or whatever. I think those are actually fine because to be honest, like task 1 has hasn't changed all that much, you guys. Yeah. So if it's like an older task one graph, you can use that to practice for sure. I think the biggest issue where you really have to be critical is the writing task two questions. You can't learn a perfect four paragraph template and then try and use that for questions that are overly complicated. They don't match. It's not possible. So then your essay won't be good because you won't be talking about everything in the question, or else it'll be disorganized because you don't have a template for that type of question. So so many reasons, guys. Stay away from questions you're unsure of. And if you're in our course, just like our student did, if you're not sure if this is a valid question or not, post it in the Facebook group and I will tell you if it's a good way to practice or not.
Yeah, and that's something you don't get when you buy a textbook, or even in some courses, the teachers won't be able to tell you. So guys, take advantage of that. You know, if you're ready to jump into our system today, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get right in right away.
And if you want a couple more tips about managing your time on the writing exam and every other section of the exam, we're covering a lot in these webinars, Lindsay. This is a meaty one. Lindsay and I are doing an epic webinar all about managing your time before and during the test. How can you study most effectively and efficiently? So August 14th and 15th, guys, sign up now, because before it fills up, spots are going super fast, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/time.
Yeah, I love it. And we're so excited to see you guys on that webinar, because we know that you're busy. You have busy lives, families, and kids. We're going to show you how to make time work for you on IELTS.
Yes. Oh, necessary. Who doesn't want more time? Right? Really? Like,
time is the biggest commodity now, I think.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Especially our listeners. We respect you guys so much. We know that you are highly motivated to pass this exam. That's why you're here. That's why you're spending your time with us listening to this show, right? Yeah. So if you want to really add some stuff to your schedule that you know will be effective, right? So you know you're not wasting time, taking time away from your many other obligations, then definitely come to this webinar.
Yeah, I love that idea. And we're excited to see you guys. We'll see you guys there very soon. And Jessica, thanks for hanging out. Very important question on how to stay updated, how to keep our listeners looking for the right questions to make sure they're spending their time practicing correctly.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you guys don't know. How would you guys know if it was an old question or a new question? It just says IELTS task two. So just remember, guys, be critical.
Yeah, that is the key today. Awesome. All right, Jessica, we'll see you back here very soon.
All right, Lindsay.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.